I know what you're all thinking. What the hell am I doing here? What exactly am I doing at a Content Marketing Institute annual event? There is no way to say no when the founder of the Content Marketing Institute, the master marketeer himself, Joe Itsy Bitsy Palitzy, calls you. Now, Joe can sell you on just about anything. Joe, he called me.
He said, "Hey, Kevin, I got this opportunity you won't want to miss. There's this little nice little event I throw every year. You got to be there. Can you do that for me, spaceman?" It's a real classy affair, orange candy, orange soda, and it's in Cleveland.
I think I'll talk about something that's really important to me, and I hope to you. The story is everything, which means that it's our jobs to tell better stories. The first important element of good storytelling is conflict. Conflict creates tension, and tension keeps people engaged with your story. This kind of conflict between who we are and what we want to be and what others may expect of us is the central thread of the human experience. Look into your own lives, and you'll see that kind of tension everywhere. Our stories become richer and become far more interesting when they go against the settled order of things to really achieve something different and unexpected. Now, the second important element in storytelling is authenticity. And I think a lot of content marketers need to be mindful of falling into the trap of looking for keywords or quick hits to boost their ranking on Google. Stay true to your brand and true to your voice, and audiences will respond to that authenticity with enthusiasm and passion, which brings us to the third and possibly most important element of any story, the audience. The device and the length are irrelevant to the story, which is an essential concept that content marketing has learned and embraced better than anyone. It's no longer about who you know or how much you can afford, but what you can do. And audiences have spoken. They want stories. They're dying for them. They're rooting for us to give them the right thing, and they will talk about it, binge on it, carry it with them to the bus and to the hairdresser, force it on their friends, tweet, blog, Facebook, make fan pages, silly GIFs, and God knows what else about it, engage in it with a passion and an intimacy that a blockbuster movie could only dream of, and all we have to do is give it to them. And if I may quote our good friend Frank Underwood just one last time, we've worked too hard to come within an arm's reach of the prize, only to have our hands cut off just before we seize it. For those of us climbing to the top of the food chain, there is but one rule: hunt or be hunted. So, get your minds to work. Express yourselves with confidence, and always remember, it's the risk takers that are rewarded. I thank you for having been such an attentive and warm audience. I wish you all the best with the challenges that lie ahead for each and every one of you. Thank you and good afternoon.
In wrapping this whole thing up, most of these corporate marketers, small, medium-sized, large brands, they have to go back to their offices. They've been inspired, they've listened to you, and they're gonna get in front of their bosses saying, "I'm gonna go tell stories." And they're gonna say, "We have to sell products and services." So, as you know, the story takes time to unravel, unfold. What would be your recommendation for them to go back and say, you know, we need to talk to our customers this way?
I think it really starts with, what story do you want to tell? And if you start with, what story do you want to tell, everything else will follow. If you start with, what's my result going to be, or what do I want it to be, or how do I want, just what story do you want to tell? Begin very simply. And then start to build the blocks toward telling that story. What's the best and most efficient and most interesting and most compelling way that I can tell that story? I mean, people always ask me, how do you create the characters that you create? My answer is, I don't. The writer creates them. I'm an interpreter. And my job is to serve the writing. And if the writing is no good and not authentic and not interesting and not compelling, I can't create something. I'm only as good as the material I have. And always keep that in mind. You're only as good as the material you have. Good luck. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you. That was wonderful.
Thank you, everybody.
Mr. Kevin Spacey.